You're listening to an African Elements top news story for May 12, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Uncovering the roots of global internal displacement. In May 2026, a shocking reality emerged for the international community. The Internal Displacement Monitoring Center and the United Nations released a groundbreaking report regarding human movement. They revealed that conflict has now officially overtaken natural disasters as the leading cause of forced displacement. During the year 2025 alone, violence and warfare drove more than 32 million new displacements. Consequently, the total number of internally displaced persons reached an absolutely staggering 82.2 million globally. This massive figure represents an unimaginable human tragedy. It indicates that tens of millions of people fled their homes but remained trapped inside their own countries. These individuals completely lack the legal protections granted to official refugees who manage to cross international borders. Instead, they must rely on the very domestic governments that often cause their immediate suffering. The crisis disproportionately affects the African continent in severe ways. Sub-Saharan Africa alone currently hosts nearly half of the entire global displaced population, highlighting a deeply entrenched systemic issue. The current displacement crisis did not appear out of thin air. Much of the forced movement across Africa stems directly from the period known as the Scramble for Africa. In the late 19th century, powerful European empires drew arbitrary lines across the continent. Nations like Britain, France, and Belgium created borders that completely ignored existing ethnic and cultural realities. They forced historically rival communities into single political states and separated unified groups into different territories. This historical process established a permanent foundation for modern political instability. Many African nations still struggle immensely with these artificial boundaries today. By focusing on shedding colonial influences, modern scholars hope to rebuild more cohesive societies. However, the lasting damage remains highly visible in fragile regions like Sudan and the Central African Republic. The intense violence witnessed throughout 2025 and early 2026 serves as a direct result of these deep historical wounds. The colonial legacy ensured that political power would always remain fiercely contested along ethnic lines. Following the colonial era, the Cold War brought entirely new levels of destruction to the continent. During the late 20th century, the United States and the Soviet Union utilized African nations as battlegrounds for global supremacy. These massive global superpowers funneled vast amounts of heavy weapons into various regional conflicts. They consistently prioritized ideological loyalty over the safety, security, and well-being of local civilian populations. This dangerous influx of sophisticated weaponry entrenched military rule across multiple unstable regions. It also severely marginalized specific minority groups, creating brutal cycles of violence that continue today. The modern military factions currently fighting in Africa often trace their exact origins to these heavily armed proxy groups. These historical decisions created a permanent state of warfare that constantly forces innocent people from their homes. Consequently, the affected nations struggle to build sustainable democratic institutions or functional economies. Sudan represents the absolute most extreme example of this ongoing historical crisis. For three consecutive years leading up to 2025, Sudan remained the single largest displacement disaster in the entire world. By late 2025, the internal conflict had displaced more than 9 million people from their communities. The struggle firmly centers around two heavily armed military factions fighting for ultimate political and economic control. The Sudanese Armed Forces and the Rapid Support Forces continue to destroy the nation systematically. The Rapid Support Forces actually evolved from the infamous militias originally used by the authoritarian state in Darfur. This brutal fight for control represents a modern continuation of historical divide and rule tactics. The ongoing war forces millions of civilians into extreme poverty and actively destroys long-term development opportunities. Furthermore, the involvement of foreign actors providing weapons ensures the fighting will persist for years. Similarly, the Democratic Republic of the Congo faces catastrophic levels of violent displacement. In 2025, a massive military offensive by the M23 rebel group captured intense international attention. Their highly aggressive capture of the critical city of Goma triggered nearly one-third of all global displacements during that year. The M23 rebellion maintains deep roots in regional ethnic tensions and deeply held. Historical grievances. Furthermore, this specific conflict highlights a terrifying new trend in global warfare. displacement is rapidly shifting from rural farming villages to densely populated urban centers. When modern warfare reaches high-density cities, the resulting destruction is absolutely devastating. Entire neighborhoods vanish overnight, and critical infrastructure completely collapses within days. People lose absolutely everything they own in a matter of hours, forcing massive waves of humanity onto the roads. The aggressive shift toward urban warfare carries incredibly severe economic consequences for affected nations. When extreme violence destroys major cities, it entirely wipes out the established middle class. A recent study demonstrated a shocking economic decline for populations living in highly displaced areas. In 2018, the average annual income in these affected regions was roughly $11,800. By the early months of 2026, that number plummeted to an unbelievable $1,600. This massive financial drop reflects the permanent loss potential of highly educated professionals. Doctors, experienced teachers, and successful business owners suddenly find themselves living in informal tent settlements. They have absolutely no access to their former livelihoods, bank accounts, or financial resources. This extreme economic vulnerability prevents entire communities from recovering and rebuilding their lives. The situation clearly proves that internal displacement systematically destroys national economies over the long term. Unfortunately, local conflicts rarely remain truly localized in the highly connected modern era. Today, many regional wars are heavily internationalized by outside interests. Foreign powers frequently provide advanced weaponry and immense financial support to local warring factions. This outside involvement causes massive and repeated displacements across entire regions. Innocent people cannot return home safely because the violent fighting never truly stops. The intense escalation involving Iran in the summer of 2025 provides a very clear example of this dynamic. A rapid military escalation caused roughly 10 million sudden internal displacements within Iran itself. This massive event also caused severe economic ripples throughout the broader African diaspora. Migrants working in the Gulf region faced massive job losses due to the resulting regional instability. Consequently, they could no longer send crucial money home to their vulnerable families in Africa. For many decades, international law offered practically no help to internally displaced persons. Under traditional legal rules, a sovereign government maintained absolute and total control over its citizens. If a state aggressively abused its own people, outside nations could rarely intervene legally. This archaic framework left millions of individuals completely unprotected from state-sponsored violence. However, progressive legal scholars eventually began to challenge this highly dangerous framework. In the 1990s, an expert named Francis Deng introduced the critical concept of sovereignty as responsibility. He argued effectively that a state must protect its citizens to maintain its valid sovereign rights. If a government actively fails to provide basic safety, the international community holds a duty to step in. This revolutionary idea eventually led to the creation of formal guidelines specifically designed to protect internally displaced people. Despite establishing new legal frameworks, the global humanitarian response remains deeply flawed and inefficient. A major systemic issue is the common practice widely known as projectization. This specific term describes how international organizations fund humanitarian aid through very short-term projects. These isolated projects usually last only 6 to 12 months at a single time. They focus entirely on quick statistical metrics rather than building permanent, lasting solutions for affected communities. This short-sighted approach creates a highly harmful cycle of permanent dependency. Local communities never receive the necessary resources required to build strong permanent infrastructure. Instead, they must constantly rely on foreign non-governmental organizations for their basic daily survival. Critics argue strongly that this system prevents true independence and severely marginalizes local leaders. The failures of this system mirror the tragic ways Reconstruction failed African Americans by promising systemic change but delivering only temporary relief. As traditional global aid models fail repeatedly, the broad African diaspora is actively stepping forward. People of African descent living abroad are actively using their growing financial power to create meaningful change. They are rapidly moving beyond simple temporary charity and focusing deeply on sustainable market-based solutions. These innovative solutions emphasize local community ownership and long-term sustainable investment within African nations. In recent years, African workers living abroad sent billions of dollars directly to their home countries. This massive influx of money often bypasses corrupt and inefficient government systems entirely. The cash goes straight to local families to purchase essential food, critical medicine, and education. Furthermore, diaspora groups are successfully launching venture capital funds to support local businesses. They prove that early Black entrepreneurs established a powerful legacy that modern investors continue to honor and expand upon today. The growing political consciousness of the diaspora also achieved a truly historic milestone recently. In March 2026, the United Nations General Assembly officially passed a groundbreaking global resolution. This critical resolution formally declared the historical transatlantic slave trade as the absolute gravest crime against humanity. It represents a truly significant political victory for historic diaspora groups fighting tirelessly for global recognition and systemic justice. The important resolution formalizes the growing demand for reparatory justice on an international scale. It firmly validates calls for formal state apologies and the swift return of stolen cultural property. However, the United States, under the current administration of Donald Trump, aggressively voted against the proposed measure. Despite this intense opposition, the African Union fully embraced the entire declaration. The relentless push for justice perfectly highlights the remarkable resilience of African American families surviving across centuries of deeply inflicted historical trauma. The modern world currently faces an entirely unprecedented crisis regarding internal human displacement. The international system severely struggles to manage the massive numbers of displaced individuals globally. Armed conflict and severe climate disasters continue to drive innocent people from their historic homes every single day. The sheer overwhelming scale of the tragedy demands a completely new, innovative approach to global humanitarian efforts. The international community must urgently prioritize long-term socioeconomic inclusion over temporary patches. Temporary refugee camps and short-term humanitarian aid projects will never permanently solve the deeply underlying issues. World leaders must bravely address the violent historical roots of these complex regional conflicts directly. They must fully empower local communities and financially support the impressive initiatives driven by the broader diaspora. Through embracing the deeply resilient African roots of community organizing, the world might finally reverse this highly devastating global trend. Copyright African Elements.